Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for rivers of life flowing, Father God, as you open up the word to us, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that our lives are in your hands. Your will be done, your kingdom come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, Psalm 102, and it's verses 23 to 27.
He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened my days. O my God, I say, take me not away in the midst of my days. You, whose years endure throughout all generations.
When I just hear that, you know, my strength is broken and you've shortened my days. And he cries out, oh my God, don't take me away in the midst of my days. I think of the pastor staying next to me. I shared it with some of you, but I trust many didn't hear it. He shared about 2 weeks ago in the church how he was hijacked, and they told him to get out with his hands up, and he got out with his hands up in it, and they shot him in the stomach. And he lay there and he just looked up at the stars. He didn't think about these robbers and his car. Even about his family, he just looked up and he cried out in his heart, Lord, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready to go. And it's so beautiful. You know, he knew it's unfinished business here. He needs to still be here. Spent a long time in hospital, but Pastor Jude is a shining example of dedication and living for the extension of the kingdom. Amen. Look, it's really going.
Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like a robe, and they will pass away. But you are the same, and your years have no end.
It talks about the earth being changed just like a garment. Wear out like a garment, and you'll change them. And it's just so beautiful to know that Jesus changed everything. I was reading this morning there in John 5, where he says that there's a time when the dead will hear my voice, and it now is. Why? Because he's speaking to dead people, dead in the old covenant. The old covenant just is. The Lord just showed sin, but it never dealt with it. And he's speaking to them. And then he speaks about that even those in the tombs will hear his voice and be raised to newness of life. And we know when he died and he cried and he gave up his spirit in Matthew 27:50, the veil was torn from top to bottom. And that, I believe, signifies heaven is now coming to earth. That's it. And there was an earthquake. The rocks split open. And then it said, and the saints, many, just said many of the saints awoke at that time. But then it goes on to say, and only at his resurrection did they come out of the tomb and appear to many. And then they left planet Earth. And in my understanding, you know, when Jesus died, he went down into Abram's bosom, the place of waiting, paradise, where all the guys were waiting, the 144,000. And the people, he speaks about some of them in Hebrews 11. And then they cry, the word says there at the end, and they weren't made perfect apart from us. And then the Bible also tells us he preached to those in prison. So he also went over into hell. And then the Bible says just these words, and he led captivity captive. So he didn't leave anyone there. He led them captive. But then it does say some to resurrection of life and some to resurrection of judgment. So the beautiful thing is, guys, everything has changed. There, I believe that is when he left the red. They awoke in their tombs when he cried out. But on his resurrection, they actually walked out So that's so beautiful, guys. I'm just saying everything is new. And the most important thing about this newness, the kingdom of God that is here now, that God's dwelling place is with man in the kingdom, is that we wake up, that we to receive this gospel and don't count ourselves unworthy of the God quality of life. Because that's what Paul said to many people that didn't want to listen. He says, you count yourself unworthy. And so we need to know the kingdom is here, the goodness of God is here, and the entrance to see the kingdom and enter into the kingdom is being born again. That's what Jesus said. So we need to build on his words. Why is it so important? In Revelation 19, it speaks about the angel there with John, and then the John bows down to worship him, and then he said, no, don't do that. Myself, the angels, and you and your brothers must worship God, for that's a testimony of Jesus, just like Jesus did. He worshiped God, and that's where he partook of the goodness of God, and then he shared that goodness of God in the land of the living. And so he goes on, because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And Jesus lived the prophecy from baby to young man to father, the destiny we've got. And then he also, the word says, yeah, it's a testimony of prophecy. And then his words also said, the works I do, you shall also do. As my father sent me, I send you. As much as the father loves me, he loves you. And guys, this is what we need more than ever at the moment, to keep our focus on the Lord and to listen to him and let him arise with healing in his wings, so that we can go out with joy like calves led from the stall, and we can tread the wicked down, thus saith the Lord of hosts. He says, being babes to evil, wise to what is good, he crushes Satan underneath our feet, and we arise and shine, for our light has come. So be blessed, guys, in this new and this better covenant, where the kingdom is here, with Jesus near, the Father near, the goodness of our names that are written in heaven, the destiny, the plan laid out for us. It's all here, and it's all about coming to the throne. I was reading that also in this morning. The prophetic word says, unto us a son is given, we'll be almighty counselor. And that counselor is the beginning. Then in, from that, he'll be almighty God, almighty for all those other things, Prince of Peace comes. But he says that the increase of government, there will be no end. And he's on the throne of David to establish his kingdom. So to establish the kingdom and bring all the kingdoms, restore them to God, because they all come from him. We spoke about that yesterday. It's so important. We come to the throne room. We come to the throne where judgment is executed for life for us, to partake of our destiny and our plan, to make a difference on this earth, in these kingdoms of this world. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sorry. And at last, it says, and the zeal of the Lord will accomplish this, in the prophecy. So it's not the zeal for the Lord, it starts off for, but then as we draw close to him, he gives us his zeal, and that will, that accomplishes the extension of his kingdom. And his kingdom is here to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea.
Thank you, Lord, for what you've done on the cross for us, and help us to not to harden our hearts when we hear your voice today that says this is the way you should go. According to Isaiah 30, verse 21. Amen.
Amen.